This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer. Congress roared into Washington this past week after more than a month off, and over the next few days, lawmakers will be heading back home just as quickly. They're expected to complete exactly one big item before pulling the plug on this briefest of sessions. That's a stopgap measure, a spending measure that keeps the government from shutting down during the next 6 months. As NPR's David Wellner reports, members of both parties prefer tackling the mountain of unfinished business they leave behind after the November election.
When the Republicans who control the House of Representatives drew up their legislative schedule for this fall, they planned to be in session until the second week of October. But Majority Leader Eric Cantor announced a change of plans when he wrapped up the House session on Friday.
We no longer anticipate votes in the House during the week of October 1st. This is a change from the original House calendar.
Steny Hoyer, the chamber's number two Democrat, reminded Cantor that unlike the Democratic-led Senate, which has passed a five-year renewal of the massive farm bill, the House has yet to take up its own farm bill, even though the current one expires in 2 weeks.
Is there any possibility that before we leave here, in consideration of the crisis that confronts many in the farm community, that we will consider that bill?
Hoyer, of course, was well aware that House Republicans are deeply divided over the farm bill and that their failure to act on it would likely help Democrats at the polls. Republican Cantor tried putting the best face on a tough situation.
Yes, there could be a possibility there's some action next week on the issue of the farm bill, looking to find ways that we can work together on issues that we all support, not issues that divide us.
The reality, though, is that apart from the stopgap spending measure that prevents a shutdown neither party wants before the election, there's little reason for either Democrats or Republicans to cut deals now, knowing they could have more leverage as a result of the election. Tom Cole is a House Republican from Oklahoma.
I mean, obviously, it's a very different universe on the other side if it's President-elect Romney that we're dealing with in a Republican Senate. And look, that's true for the Democrats as well. They know that, and so they're not willing to make any deals before the election.
That angers some lawmakers. Rob Whitman is a Republican from Virginia. On Friday, he railed on the House floor about Congress having done nothing to prevent $100 billion in automatic spending cuts next year, half of which carve into defense spending.
Congress should stay in Washington and stop ignoring the reality of these looming cuts. It is time to put governing over politics.
But Democrats say the threat of those automatic cuts, known as sequestration, is the only thing that will compel Republicans to agree to a deficit reduction deal after the election that includes tax hikes on the wealthy. Tom Carper is a senator from Delaware.
To the extent that we start backing off of this deal that was struck a year ago that puts the gun to our head, compels us to act responsibly, if we start picking that apart, then we end up maybe doing nothing.
In the end, says Oklahoma Republican Cole, nothing can really get done until each party knows what kind of a hand it's been dealt at the polls in November.
You know, we have to reach resolutions on these issues, and I think we probably will, but it'll be the people that win in November that make those decisions.
Democrats, meanwhile, are accusing House Republicans of simply trying to run out the pre-election clock. Jim McGovern is a member of the House from Massachusetts.
I guess the Republican plan is to do next to nothing and to get out of town as quickly as possible, even though we just got back from a five-week recess, and hope that the American people don't notice we were even here.
But they will be back for a post-election lame duck session when they may be more disposed to cutting deals. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.